Hi.
Hi, Julie, how are you?
What are you working on?
Huh?
What are you working on?
Well, we got a couple of interesting Willard, remember him, Tom Perry?
No.
Celebrated 50th year. Writing story.
You just called him or?
No, he wrote something. He was a part of the 60 campaign, 68 campaign, and covered me way back during the days of history. So he's one of my oldest friends in history.
Great.
Well, tell me, are you going down to North Carolina soon?
I'm going down on Friday to see the new research center.
Where is it? In what town?
It's near Duke, in fact. It's,
In Durham? Is it in Durham?
It just says near Duke, and I haven't really.
Right.
Triangle Park or something like that.
What is it? Is it 1 o'clock?
It's the third center. The third center they set up to the Environmental Protection Agency, and this one is exclusively concerned with air pollution, like pesticides in the air and how we can control it and cars. And then we're hoping that after the ceremony, we can meet with some of the students from Duke and around the area who are involved in the environment. So I hope I get
to see how much interest is there in this environment thing among the students? Yeah, you've been out to several of the schools already, haven't you, in the last 2 or 3 months?
Right.
Is there a amount of interest?
I think it's the biggest. I think it's the number one interest besides.
Among students?
Yeah,
besides,
I think so. I think even more than.
Besides the peace issue.
Well, I think even more than the war since that's
winding down.
Yeah, I think it really is number one.
And well, do you think any of the very many students would volunteer in this field to help out and like?
Yeah, well, there are more and more courses in it offered. And then through courses, kids find out about what they could be involved in and get involved even in local things, which is good. And win some points with the people in there.
Have you ever been to Duke before?
No, I haven't.
Well, when you go there, be sure to go to the chapel. The law school, you know, the building where I went to law school, they have moved to the new building, the brick building, not nearly as handsome as the old building, but they had that bigger one. But the most beautiful building is the chapel. It's one of the most famous.
Were services required when you were
there? No, they weren't required. In those days, in 34 to 37, we didn't have anything to do on Sunday. You went.
Right.
And it was probably the best thing you could do. That was before we used to have professional football games and that sort of thing. But it was when you go inside the chapel, you can see why. It's magnificent Gothic windows. Also, the president of Duke is Governor Sanders, the former governor of North Carolina.
Right.
And one Terry Sanford who has been very active in supporting us on revenue sharing.
Good.
And you can tell him that we made a breakthrough in cooperation with Sharon Mills, and now looks as if beginning in the next session we'll have hearings of revenue sharing. And we're going to get through revenue sharing and government organization. And he'll be pleased to know about that.
Great. I saw Mark Clark yesterday.
Did you?
Yes, he's just 2 years back.
Yes. Where did you see him?
We went out to Walter Reed to see me.
She's
directing. He's there for checkup. And it was so funny because he had spent the whole afternoon watching football games.
Yeah.
And so the doctor said that he couldn't watch them anymore because his blood, he got so excited that they said that he couldn't, spend any more time doing it.
Isn't he a nice man?
He is. Yeah. So today, so Sunday, he wasn't going to be able to watch the games. He could only listen to him on radio.
Well, I see. Well, I'm glad you're going to do
it. You're not.
You asked about the phone interruption, but I've got about it.
Has Dantini come in yet today?
No, I'm not really the night.
I don't hear him barking at all. He must be busy doing something.
He's probably tired.
Mommy isn't getting back till 2:30.
Oh, yeah.
Good. So he must have to break, buddy.
Well, I guess I'll go over and try to open lunch.
Chris is going up to the Salvation Army. Wednesday, I guess.
She's going to the Salvation. Is that in New York?
Yes. Yeah. They're giving you and Mommy the humanitarian award of the decade.
You got any questions? Well, now, when you're a new book, are you going to do a television program?
Yeah, we're going to go over to, I don't know which one.
Raleigh?
Yeah, Raleigh.
Raleigh, right.
Well, how long is that going to come out?
Right. You got all you need?
I want to know about that. I just want that.
Right. Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, go ahead.
How long is Raleigh, Raleigh away?
Raleigh, well, they're all very close. See, it's the Raleigh-Durham Airport. So they're on the,
sure.
It's in the neighborhood of 20 miles. It used to seem very far away to us when we were there.
Yeah.
But goodness, now, no, because we didn't.
Well, if they didn't have cars, did you ever use horses and
stuff? No, but they had cars. They had cars that didn't have much gas or that sort of thing. But I can recall that the University of North Carolina is only 12 miles from Duke, and they're deadly rivals. Raleigh's about 30 miles. Eddie went there, you know. He got his master's from North Carolina State.
In geology, or what did he get it in? I didn't know he got it.
He's in geology, yeah.
I didn't know he got one of that.
And yours is going to be in
education.
Well, they're going to start decorating the White House this week.
Yes, this week. Thursday. Wednesday, Thursday. Why? You want to have some people over to the day?
No. I'm just curious. But I was going to mention one thing to you that last night, I want you to be sure to tell the chef that I think that was the best beef, you know, that roast beef they've ever fixed. Now, it was done differently from the way he's done it before. It always is good.
I saw him doing it. Yeah, he broiled it.
He broiled it, but he also had it on some kind of a marinating or something.
Yeah,
it was,
I don't
done.
Know.
Exceptionally well.
Tasted like steak that was
in
the roast beef.
I just check it on him and tell him that that's the way I like it.
Good.
And so we can try it again for a small dinner, like you might even try it. Well, it's too late to try it for the Canadians tonight, but when they do something good, we want to repeat it.
Good. So I go like you
can come on. Hello. Oh, she's on her way down here. Oh, thank you very much.
Got trying to keep up with everyone.
Now, I was going to say that you're down there on what kind of TV? You and David will not live together.
No, because it's in the middle of the game. He's, you know, working. I mean, he'll be at the electronic warfare school. So. But he's driven through there.
On your program, is it required that you answer any question or what kind of question you would have in your television program? It would be non-political, I hope.
Yeah. No, I think just any questions. You know, usually they want to know about.
You've been an off-partisan question.
Well, the other day I didn't send one off too well, David told me, but I usually try to. I was asked who I thought the strongest Democratic candidate would be, and didn't part.
Oh.
It was funny.
Well, after all, you have to be candid.
Right. That's
otherwise,
what
I do. They'll think you're just stupid.
Right. That was the way I looked at it, but anyway.
Sure. Now, never worry about it. Absolutely. Don't. What would really change you in your case is the freshness, the spontaneity. The moment you begin to act, the moment you begin to put on a show, it's one of the reasons, you know, I refuse ever to see myself on television. Did you see yourself on television?
I've turned it off.
Yeah, always turn it off.
Because it makes you too self-conscious.
The moment you watch the television and you hear people, you know, they practice.
Except I didn't mind seeing Chris's wedding on television because that was so different.
That's a very different thing, but you were the actor.
Yeah, right.
There we were watching others.
Yeah.
I don't mind that either. Yeah. But the difficulty with watching themselves on television is that then people begin to pose. You'll even notice some television commentators actually pose.
Yeah.
Probably because they do watch themselves. Well, many politicians do. In fact, we pose probably more than we all tend to pose to an extent without realizing that we do it subconsciously.
Yeah. I guess the theory, though, is if you watch yourself enough, you'll realize, you know, what
the
you're
doing. Yeah.
But
you can find out about that in other ways.
Yeah, I think you can,
too. You can read articles about it.
Yeah.
I didn't like that gesture.
Yeah.
Why did you drop your voice? That side is worse than this side.
Yeah, I agree.
But then you can go to the other extreme. And in your case, if you get, if in preparing the Q&A for one of these television shows, you're too cautious.
Oh, yeah.
Then you won't be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I've often said to members of the cabinet, and I've often said to young congressmen and senators that are on the way out there, they said, well, gee, I just don't want to make any mistakes. I want to be non-controversial. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, no.
No mistakes. Be non-controversial.
And you'll never find yourself. By the course of
that. That doesn't mean that you seek controversy, that you seek to make a fool of yourself. But on the other hand, when you get a tough question, you gotta handle it. You can't just take the safe assignments. You know, it was like going down to that AFL-CIO convention.
Yeah.
Most of my staff said, don't go. I mean, it's very difficult. You have an undone reception. Well, you have to take the hard ones along with the easy ones. And usually the hard ones are the best performances for that matter.
I think so.
You only do as well as you need to do. So don't let them wash out the spontaneity. Sure, listen to criticism.
Especially if it's from a pro like David.
Yeah, David is a pro.
He's pretty good. Well, look, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. I'll see you when you get back to dinner time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm coming. It's bad.
Right.
All right.
Okay, bye.
See you later.